CliffCentral.com.
It's the most appropriate thing in the whole world to finish in front of your photo wall in your office and to kind of put the ribbon on this. It is worth taking a pause to celebrate. I've had the most amazing conversation just a couple of minutes ago with Troy and Luca.
Right.
And this place is in not only safe hands, but kind of visionary hands.
I think so. I'm glad to hear that you think so too.
Not that you care for my opinion or should, but I think that you've built something truly phenomenal here. And it would be like letting your children just go into the wilderness if you didn't have some, you know, faith in what was coming next. And also some vision for the place for yourself, which is imbued in every square centimeter of it and in all the people.
Well, that's good to hear, because I think in our business, winning new business, winning awards, to me that's like the caffeine and sugar kick of the of the industry. But the culture you create while you're doing that is what endures, and I think that's the real story. Hopefully, you know, which we'd love Hunter Scars to continue, let it evolve, but let it keep its DNA, its fundamental DNA.
Well, everybody that we've spoken to, you know, Carol and, I mean, there isn't a single person that we've spoken to that hasn't spoken about the place with a huge amount of affection and passion and love. I don't think it's to say too much to give those words meaning in a place like this. I think probably most people will be interested to know what your abiding memories are to finish the time capsule. What the things are that you think made this journey the most unique, and not just in terms of the advertising business or the work or the people or the things that we've already discussed, but for you?
Well, as an individual, it's kind of difficult because I tend to see everything through, you know, everyone else's eyes in a way. But it's important to remember when Reg and I started, I was a copywriter. I mean, I was Mr. Unknown Brand. I mean, no one even had heard of me. Reg had a little bit of a profile, nothing great, but certainly more than I did. And I think we started how we wanted to continue, and we attracted people who perhaps like us were not really, you know, the big shots, but wanted to leave a dent in the universe. And I think that becomes your culture, not because you've written it on a big piece of board or you've, you know, framed something. It's how you behave and how you treat your staff is really, you know, people get very fancy about culture. Mm-hmm. That's culture. And so my abiding memories are the crazies that came through these doors. We call them the orphan syndrome. Wanted to prove something, have a positive chip on their shoulder. And we had like rubber walls. We didn't care where you came from, who you are, gender, whatever. Do you want to make something of yourself? And will you not be too much of a schmuck while you're doing it? Because, you know, talent attached to people who are nasty also doesn't work. And that seemed to be the centrifugal force. So my fondest memories are just all the people who've come. Some have stayed, some have gone on to do great, great things. Hats off to them as well. But we seem to have provided a sort of, I don't know, a platform, not just for advertising, but for people to grow within themselves. And if that continues to be the abiding legacy, this agency is pointing in a good direction.
And it has been for 40 years, even through the ups and downs. And was there ever a point, I'm asking this question knowing you're going to kick and scream and you're not going to give me the answer that I want, but was there ever a point where you said, we're there now, we're at that stage where I can say, okay, great?
Never.
You see, because this is
I don't even feel it now, to be completely not false modesty or whatever. I just don't think, you're never there. You're always striving, and the moment you're there, you kind of look up and go, oh, I'm actually not there. So I think there's a inherent human characteristic to reach, some people reach a kind of plateau and slow decline. And some people reach a plateau and go, oops, that's not very high. And I'm not saying one is right or wrong, but if you don't keep wanting to be your very best, you don't know what your very best is. So it's infinite. Can't, you know, nice to relax sometimes, but to rest on your laurels is the beginning of the end.
So, okay, what does it take to get you to relax? Because you just flew in from Durban this morning. You're not stopping anytime soon. Is that because your wife doesn't want you to be at home the whole time? Or is it because
you'll have to ask her?
No, but I'm
No. I think
where does this fire come from? Because that's what people when they try to capture things like creativity and ambition and the good side of ambition. I'm not talking about Brutus level ambition. But where does it come from, John?
I think energy becomes self-sufficient or self-fulfilling if you're enjoying yourself. The moment you stop enjoying yourself, things can get very hard very quickly. So I think basic enjoyment in what you do is the petrol, the fuel, the gasoline that keeps you going. And then also, I write. I have three wonderful kids. I love going to the bush. So I do have the let's step to one side and things that, I always said advertising keeps you solvent and all the other stuff I do keeps me sane.
But is it easy for you to switch the business off, or are you sitting in the bush going, this is the thing that I have to do on Monday?
Yeah. It took a little bit of practice, to be honest. Initially, I was not a very good switcher-offerer. But as you get a little bit older, you realize you actually come back better if you switch off. So it's, again, self-fulfilling. So why go on a holiday and then be a grump about being on holiday? Mm. Enjoy your holiday, you come back and you're ready to go again. So we all find our own different ways of doing that. But if you're not careful, you're the hamster on the wheel and you become this 24-hour and you start confusing activity with achievement. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be. Because we can all look, we can fly and have meanings and blah, blah, blah. But what are you actually achieving? You get caught in that quite quickly these days, especially with, Teams meetings and Zoom. And you're connected all the time. So you just drift off in this haze of busyness and you achieve very little.
When you and Reg decided all those years ago you were going to build the first world-class agency from Africa, that's a mission accomplished. I mean, Troy and Luca both said just now that in many ways, South Africa is still showing the rest of the world how to do things because we've got such a diverse population. We've got so many different inputs here. We've got real challenges. Those things, I think, kind of give you an automatic disruption, which speaks into the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I think, you don't want to be almost disrespectful of past achievements because they're huge building blocks and maybe that's also why you attract talent. But at the same time, you can't, as I say, rest on your laurels because there's a Darwinian principle at work. And the moment you start sort of assuming you're good or you're great or you've been there or whatever the term is, that is the seed of the beginning of the end.
You become the prey instead of the predator. And I mean, those are just very Darwinian terms, but I also excellence and everything
exactly.
else. So, all right, the real question is if, aliens needed an agency to come and work on their PR, they came in from outer space, I think they'd look at the rankings, they'd be quite clear about who to choose.
I would hope so. We'd love to do some Martian work because haven't cracked that part of the universe yet.
That's the only thing you haven't cracked yet. Yeah, it's been such a pleasure to meet the people. You were very clear about that from the beginning too. The people who make the place tick. It's not a building. It's not a balance sheet. It's people. It's ideas. It's this stuff, this numinous stuff that you can't really account for every time.
Yeah.
And that's probably why you still have to sit in this office some of the time. Because in your weird brain, you are able to account for those things.
Well, it is a weird brain. that I'll give you. But it's also just a privilege because you work with really, really smart people and that energizes you as well. So it's absolutely a two-way street.
Look, the final word from me, and then I'll let you say your final word to wish this place and the people and everybody you've worked with for all these years a happy 40th. But you guys have also been involved, I'd say you guys, the agency at large, in nation building.
Yeah.
And that's no small task. And this country, in some small way, also, you know, should be pleased to say thank you for the things that you've done there. The fact that we've gone through all kinds of things, you know, the millennials and Gen Zs will say we've been through the most. But there's a huge and lasting contribution that Huntley Scaurus has made to South Africa, which will long outlive even the most brilliant commercial creative work.
For sure.
So thanks for that.
Well, thank you. I mean, it is interesting. When we started compiling the work and looking at the last 40 years, we realized this arc of we should have done more, and I'm sure we could have done more, but at least we did put our hands up at very interesting times in the country development. And if you take peace campaign just before the election, then the first Nelson Mandela campaign, and then the Constitution, when we were involved in all of those three, it's a pretty unique sort of like we're in the eye of the storm, but we played our part. And that's continued, you know, whether it's Reach for a Dream or Blame No More or Solidarity Fund. And very, very recently, the guys are doing a fantastic thing with the Ricky Rick Foundation.
Oh, awesome.
So it's become, and I did nothing to do with the Ricky Rick. That's how we operate now. I didn't have to say, and you get yourself socially involved. It's now the DNA. So that's the real joy. And the reward of that is, of course, is far more than monetary. And I think that's if we also keep that DNA in, you know, for the next 40 years, then we have a purpose beyond the balance sheet.
Happy 40th.
Thank you, sir. CliffCentral.com.